Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Gina. Gina, good to see you this week.
Hi, great to be here. Good to be seen. Excited for tonight's show.
And to explain to our next super offended gal, yes, moi, she would automatically pop up next to me.
That's the
only reason why.
That's always why.
Makes sense. I was about to say, I have been dethroned.
Only for replacement. Replacement days.
Only on replacement. If I have to be dethroned by anyone, I hope that it's you, Gina.
Thank you.
Good, because what? And we got Pete. Pete, how are you doing tonight?
Waka waka.
Excellent. Sure. Excellent.
Yeah, not bad. So
that's good.
Already, please like, subscribe, share. We've got some fun.
At least they didn't try to do Kermit.
No, don't try and do Kermit. But if you can't tell, this week we are looking at the Muppet Show special that was on ABC this last week. It came out on Disney Plus at the same time and was essentially a pilot for reviving the Muppet Show. Had Sabrina Carpenter in it as the musical guest. Had Maya Rudolph in it, had Seth Rogen in it, and all of the Muppets you've come to know and love over, especially if you watched the original Muppet Show. Had a couple musical numbers, one with Rizzo and the Rats doing what I thought should have just been Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann and just called it good.
That was the weekend.
Yeah. No, it was Wednesday.
Waka waka.
I'm not trying to do any prop humor yet. And then there was, you know, some of the piggy comedy. There was Pigs and Wigs, which was kind of a throwback to the old ballroom dancing scenes that they used to do, including what looked like an original Miss Piggy Muppet. Because Miss Piggy has not always looked like she has. She used to be a whole lot more basic, if that's the term.
Yeah.
Not nearly as flushed out or fleshed out. But that I saw that as they were dancing. That was one of the front pigs looked like an original Miss Piggy Muppet.
Did you also notice there was a Miss Poogie or whatever the one from the 2010 The Muppets movie when they had the Moopets?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I try to forget that one.
I like that movie.
I enjoyed it.
Was that Muppets Most Wanted?
No, not Muppets Most Wanted. That one is not good.
Okay. Oh, that was the
first one.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to start with what stole the show on this. What was the highlight of this show for you? And Kate, I'll start with you on this one.
So, and I think I'm going to have a sentiment that a lot of people on this podcast are going to say, but the nostalgia of it. I have all the DVDs of the original Muppet Show. It brought so much of the original characters and their actual personalities. They weren't taking on other characters or anything. Like Gonzo had his
the crash helmet
and the cake came, Fozzie, and it was just, it was so good. And the musical numbers, Sabrina Carpenter, in my opinion, was a perfect choice for this. She was a perfect choice for the first guest. It felt like a hug. Like it felt like a nostalgia hug. So I loved it. I could go on, but I don't want to take everybody else's. Pete, what about you?
So I thought this was a specific thing, and I was going to say...
That's kind of how I intended it. So
specific thing for me was every time Gonzo shot by screaming out,
different actresses.
The best supporting actress winners. I laughed every single time.
Diane Weist. The same with that Diane Weist was so good.
Zoe Saldana. So that specific gag, you didn't mention that, but like a lot of times the Muppet Show will have like running gags, and that I'm always a big fan of a running gag. So that particular thing, I do agree with Kate that Sabrina Carpenter was an excellent choice for a first guest. I thought they did a real good job with her song. She did a good job with the other song she had to sing. She seemed capable of the sense of humor and everything like that. So yeah, she did a really good job. What about you, Derek?
For me, it was some of the adult stuff that was in there that you had to think of. You didn't. I'm sure when Gina showed these to her kids, she didn't explain what a kink was.
I sure didn't.
But we all love one.
So good. So good.
And the whole that little conversation play was something that they always did, especially with the female guests and Kermit. It was back and forth. But the throwback feeling I had in the Man-Child video to the Rita Moreno first musical number that she did in that in the bar restaurant, yes, where she destroyed all the other Muppet characters that were in it.
Right.
And then Sam back there just going about two thirds of the way through. So those were my favorite moments of the show. Gina, how about you?
So I have two, but Waldorf and Statler always get me. Even with their bad jokes, even with their whatever, I still love them. The children, though, this was very interesting to me. When I showed it to a group of second, third, and fourth graders, so ages 8 to 10. They loved Honeydew and Beaker.
Oh,
they loved that skit. And they're like, "Can we watch that again?" I'm like, "Sure."
It was brilliant.
Those are the two.
Yeah, that almost had a Pigs in Space type feel to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and that led to the my other favorite thing, which was Maya Rudolph is dead.
Oh yeah, that whole scene was so funny, and the kids were just like, "That was the best part." And I said, as a child, I loved Honeydew and Beaker, so it was very cute. Like our brains are in the same evolution process.
Yeah. So mentioning Statler and Waldorf, what should have been heckled? What did not work in this show? And what's something specific that did not work for you? And Gina, I'll start with you on this one.
Okay, so when Sabrina was doing the Islands in the Stream, I loved all the piggy stuff. They changed the words and she was freaking out, and that whole part kind of lost me and the students as we were watching.
Okay, because that was originally a Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers duet.
Yes, and that's hard when you're a 7 to 10 year old for me to say, this is an older song, this is what they're, you know, and I didn't want to go into it. So that was a little bit difficult because the kids didn't know the song and it was just older, so they should have picked something a little more recent, a little more from like the 2000s, maybe not 1900s. That's all.
Oh, so I gotta figure out how to word this because I don't want to answer the next question that's coming.
The specific thing in this show that did not work. And if it kind of leads a little into the next one, that's fine.
I got really tired of the Miss Piggy shtick. Like, it felt...
Sorry. Kate just Miss Piggy on this show. I mean...
No, it's not that... I love Miss Piggy. It just felt a little bit overplayed. In my opinion.
How many old Muppet Show things have
I know, watched? And I didn't like it then either.
Okay. At least you're consistent.
I'm consistent.
I mean, you're consistent.
I also wasn't... I feel bad because I love the Muppet so much. And Rizzo the Rat is one of my all-time favorites. But Rizzo's song I actually like it kind of went on for just like a touch too long because I like started like 10 second moving forward. Another part that I loved. Oh my God. Another part that I loved was Sabrina Carpenter singing Man Child with the chickens, with the hens. Get out of here. Brilliant. Genius. Anyway, Pete, you go.
So good job, Kate. Not only did you answer the wrong question, you stole mine. My yeah, answer.
Now I know how Sam feels.
the stinker of and there is often, you know, I mean, it's a variety show, right? And so sometimes variety shows, the Rizzo the Rat
hits.
One didn't really hit for me, and it wasn't the song per se, but there wasn't really anything funny about it. I mean, they had the janitor guy, which is the one guy I can never remember his name. But they had him, you know, hitting the lights and getting zapped or whatever, but it wasn't done in a particularly funny way. So it was just kind of a song, and like I wanted that sketch to have more funny in it, and it was just more Rizzo and the other rats doing a song. Now it's kind of cool to see, like, oh, that's, you know, not that I remember the rats, but like a couple of those were rats from like specific rats from other movies, and I was like, oh, that's what's her name, and not that I remember their names, but
right.
But yeah, that sketch, to say it went on too long is it was actually pretty short, and it went on too long. Like it didn't need to be there. Everything it worked the least of everything, I thought.
And see, I think the thing that worked the least of everything was everything up until the very end of the Maya Rudolph shtick. And Steve had mentioned this to me, and I agree. I don't like humans in the audience.
Really?
No, I did not like the humans, because in the original it was all Muppets in the audience,
that's right?
And because that's one thing, you go back and look, Maya Rudolph is nowhere in the audience.
No, she's only there for that one.
So are you saying you didn't? The way you said that, it's like you didn't like anything up anything in the show up to Maya Rudolph, or
the Maya Rudolph,
any of the Maya Rudolph shtick. Okay,
up until the news announcement.
Yeah,
that. But even then, the whole her whole, basically, you know, she had gone to hell and now she's back type thing. That was heaven, right? And it just, her stuff, her thing didn't work for me. I loved seeing the old monster off of the old Ed Sullivan show type monster.
Yeah.
But that is the part that did not work for me. The other part that didn't work for me, honestly, and I agree with you guys on the Rizzo, Stellar and Waldorf need more of an edge. They need to go farther with some of their heckling. Yeah. Those were all very basic heckles.
They were basic dad jokes, but that was
but they were weak for Statler and Waldorf.
Okay.
Statler and Waldorf usually go deeper. A little bit deeper.
Yeah, they go deeper. So, that's true.
Okay. So,
can I say one other thing?
Absolutely.
The first 30 seconds made me very nervous when it was like nostalgia, 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 nostalgia. And I was like, uh-oh. And then they didn't really go there for the rest of the show. So I was.
And then the whole 30 seconds, Scooter going 30 seconds that before, that was the beginning of every Muppet show.
Yeah.
Right. That was fine. But like just the very beginning where they were like panning through the theater and everything. And even to lead up to the joke of Rolf playing the music behind it, it made me like. On second watch, it was fine because I knew it wasn't, but I was worried that they were just going to try to
do an old show.
do a complete nostalgia fest.
Yeah.
And the way to do nostalgia is like, do it. Just do what you can do well. And so I think otherwise they did that well.
And I would agree. This show on ABC that on the night it premiered pulled in 3.1 million viewers.
Wow.
Was the highest in the specialized, the 18 to 49 Zone was the highest across all networks that night. It is the top spot on Disney Plus in not only the United States, but like 20 different countries.
Yeah.
And including like all of Europe. So assuming those numbers are accurate.
I don't think they could have hoped for more than that.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't think this could have possibly gone better. So assuming that they're going to truly pull back in the Muppet Show. Okay. What do you want? Let's start with what do you want more of in the future? What in this worked that you, but it needs to be more. And Pete, I'll let you start on this one since you probably watched most of the more Muppets than anybody else.
the thing that to me always works best with the Muppets is the chaos. And so like you mentioned Manchild, like that sketch, that song was like perfectly Muppet. That like, you know, she's like throwing these guys around and throwing darts at them and everything like that. And then the fan gets turned on and it blows off all the feathers on the chickens and the chickens are walking around. Like they need to do that type of thing, continue to do that type of thing, because that is really that, like that sketch, I was like, yeah, they got it. They got it. You know, that to me felt, the most like the original show. I mean, I think overall they did a good job, but like that kind of like chaos throughout, because the Muppet Show was always big on things aren't going right. Things aren't going exactly right. Mm-hmm. And so that they captured that, I thought, well, without making it feel forced. So that's what I want to see more of. What about you, Derek?
For me, I want to see more of these skits that are not songs. I want Fozzie to come out on stage and do 2 minutes of bad jokes and getting heckled by Statler and Waldorf.
For sure.
And yeah. Then he calls Seth Rogen in and Seth Rogen bombs even worse. Because they did that with Milton Berle and it was hilarious.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
That's what I want more of. I want more of the skits. Yes, the songs are fine, but the skits are where most of the true humor lies. I would have loved to see Gonzo, instead of going backwards, goes, you know, it goes up and he bounces through, but the skates don't stop. Right. That would have been more Gonzo chaos than just going backwards. So I think they need to take some of the humor. I want to see him bring back pigs in space. I want to see veterinary hospital.
Veterinarian hospital, yeah.
Yes, some of those.
The story of the quack who's gone to the dogs.
So I need more of the comedy rather than it just being a musical sketch number. So, yeah. Gina, what do you want more of?
I actually agree with you. I was actually going to say I want more of pigs in wigs or pigs in space or pigs in whatever. But what I thought with pigs in wigs was Downton Abbey. Like they were making, that was their Downton Abbey. So there was probably.
I thought it was Bridgerton.
Or Bridgerton or whatever. One of those period pieces. And I thought, oh, good. If they do another one or more, they could do more pigs and wigs to finish the storyline and then do another series of pigs and whatever, pigs in space again or, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Kate? No. does the answer have to be more of or can it be less of?
Well, we're getting to less. So is there anything you wanted more? If not, you can lead off the less.
I would love, you all kind of took mine, the skits. Like, Beaker and Bunsen Honeydew, like a more of that, have more of the shtick that comes along with it. That being said, can I kick off less?
Sure. Yep.
Like give me a little bit more of everybody else and a little bit less Miss Piggy shtick. Not because I have anything against Piggy, but it was so focused on that when we could have taken like one of those shticks out and given it to Sam Eagle or Fozzie or I don't know, just a little. Yeah, that's what I would say. Pete, do you have anything of less than?
I would agree with what you just said there, which is spread it around. I mean, you know, Derek already mentioned a few sketches. you know, the we got to see the Swedish chef do a cooking segment. You know, I mean, there's lots of regular Muppet skits that need to be put in there. And I agree with, while I didn't mind the Piggy focus of the episode,
Piggy focus.
Right. I agree with you that I don't want to see every episode be like Piggy is the lead and we're just focusing on her much of the time. And I did want to mention the thing I wanted to mention, which Derek kind of already mentioned, is to me, Fozzie got a little bit of a short shift in this episode in that he just kind of did the one prop joke and then telling Seth Rogen to leave. He never like got on stage. And so to me, like he was always one of, I felt like he was always had a skit in an episode. He always did some kind of jokes. And so I agree. I would like to see more Fozzie.
Yeah, agreed.
For me, mine's actually a production side thing of it. Fewer camera cuts in the songs because it felt like there was no shot longer than about a second and a half. And it's like they have all of these different camera shots. Okay, so let's use them.
Mm.
And instead of making it seem more like a true variety show would have like two cameras or maybe three.
Right.
And yes, you cut, you know, every 15, 20, 30 seconds, you're cutting fine. But the one that really caught me was in, it really bothered me in Manchild. That it felt like either the Muppets weren't quite crisp enough, so they had to just do that 2 second take. And I'll be perfectly honest, I didn't watch the Rizzo one that closely just because it all looked the same. Like there was nothing special about it. I think
it was nice one note. It was one note, definitely.
But
one
thing. It was the same thing. It was the different cuts. It's part of the reason I actually liked the Islands in the Stream number.
Because it was one.
Because of the harmonies. And just I know a lot of people are talking about how, you know, some people didn't like Kermit's voice. I actually thought Kermit's voice was just fine because it sounded like some of the old it didn't sound like some of the newer Muppets. It sounded like the old Kermit sounded different than the 80s Kermit.
Do you think he sounded like the I felt like he sounded like the Christmas Carol Kermit.
No, he did not sound like Christmas Carol Kermit. No, he did not sound like Brian Henson at all. I think he sounded better, especially the singing voice. I really enjoyed Kermit's singing voice in this.
The singing voice I thought was more closer to
Jim.
What we think of, but I can't get that upset by that Kermit was as much Jim Henson as any of the Muppets were, and it's not going to be Jim Henson.
Right.
No,
that's not what I'm upset about. I'm just saying I liked the voice.
Right. Yeah. I was fine with the voice.
Like all the voices. Did you guys actually notice that Gonzo was actually still Dave Getz?
I did see that. Yeah.
I have a question. Because I've seen, it's been a while, and I have all of them on DVD, but I haven't watched all of them in a really long time. Do the Sesame Street characters ever make it to the Muppet Show?
No.
They are totally separate.
Only one that was ever, early Sesame Street, Kermit would be on Sesame Street.
Yeah.
And it would just be in sketches. Yeah, like, everyone's seen the ABC Cookie Monster sketch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Bert and Ernie showed up on one episode of The Muppet Show. There was one episode of The Muppet Show where someone from Sesame Street showed up.
Okay.
So how would you all feel if some Sesame Street characters made appearances?
They're not owned by the same people anymore. No. So I don't think that'll happen. But I don't need that. Yeah.
No,
it's preschool goes to adult school. That's kind of what that is. Those are the preschoolers.
It's almost DC Marvel.
Yeah, it's preschoolers going to adult school in my brain.
So, yeah, I mean, can you imagine her talking to Big Berg about liking a kink? So
I know.
So mine was more a production issue. Gina, what did you want?
Only thing that I felt needed to be lessened is what you said about the humans. There needs to be one star on the show, this one human, and that's the guest star. And that's
agreed.
It.
Agreed.
I see why they had Seth Rogen this time.
Yes, because he was the producer.
He was executive producer, and that was, sure, why not?
Yeah, but I think only one, that guest is the guest is the guest, and everyone else is Muppets. I need less humans and more Muppets.
Well, I know Derek didn't like it, but I was okay with the faceless human. No, I agree with what you're saying is that I don't want that second human cameo. I just want, you know, unless it's
generic humans.
Well, unless it was something like.
Unless they're doing, and it's. Unless it had to do with Sabrina, like they brought in somebody from Sabrina's show, or they, like that's fine.
Right. So, like if you had Tom Holland on as a guest, and then Zendaya showed up or something like that, I could accept that.
Yeah, but
like,
I don't
need random other cameos.
Famous people.
I agree with you. Just one.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the faceless humans in the audience if it makes it easier to fill the audience with people.
And it made more sense why there was the laugh track, which, oh my gosh, I am so glad they used the laugh track.
I think I texted you guys when I saw a clip and I was like, oh, they left the laugh track in, thank goodness.
The other thing I just thought of that I wanted more of, and you said it and it went away, darn it, I can't remember, it was something I wanted more of. I was like, oh, that would be so good. It went away though, so
it'll come back. So, not counting Sesame Street, what was the first Muppet property that you remember watching? It could be.
Wait, don't give examples.
Okay. So, Kate, and I will let you start because being the baby of us, you probably have the fewest options.
No, this is easy. Muppet Christmas Carol.
Okay.
I remember when I was. I was in elementary school, young elementary school, maybe like third grade, second grade. I was in which is hilarious to look back on this now. I was in like a Christian, like pseudo, almost like show choir, like Lawrence Welk show style.
So cute.
And we did a medley from Muppet's Christmas Carol. So that. Yeah, it was really cute. We didn't win. It was a competition. We never won. But I think Muppet's Christmas Carol.
Awesome.
I think. Because I also wasn't a huge Sesame Street kid, which is weird. I don't know why I wasn't a Sesame Street kid. I am now. I love Sesame Street. I live for Elmo's Twitter. Elmo on Twitter is everything. But yeah, Muppet Christmas Carol. Pete, what about you?
I'm the one here old enough to have it be the Muppet Show, quite honestly. I mean, and I was probably just about the right age. I mean, I had outgrown Sesame Street by that point. That was coming on in the late 70s. I remember watching it. It wasn't on network TV. It was in syndication.
PBS.
So
it was on PBS for us.
No, Muppet Show.
Muppet Show. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because it was on like Saturday night at 7 or something like that. I don't remember what channel, but it wasn't on like the normal.
Yeah, I watched repeat.
ABC, NBC. It was on like syndication or whatever you would call it at the time. And I remember watching it, watching those early episodes and certain ones of them really. I think it was before we watched this. We were watching some old ones. We watched the Kenny Rogers one, and. He does the gambler.
Yes.
And like the Muppet like dies in the thing.
Yeah.
And I'm telling my daughter, I'm like, this is like when I hear the song The Gambler, this is the image in my head from childhood of the gambler, like the story of the gambler is
I thought the Muppet song show. My friend's like, the song is Don't Count Your Chickens because of the gambler from Muppets. I go, no, it's not Don't Count Your Chickens.
Anyway, that's funny.
So anyways, it was definitely that. I don't know if I saw the Muppet movie in the theater or not. I honestly don't remember. But I certainly saw all those early Muppet movies. Probably at least some of them I saw in the theater, but yeah.
But, Derek? For me, it was the first, my folks like to watch, again, by this point, Muppet Show, by early 80s, Muppet Show was in syndication. So it would come on like like 6 p.m. on like the Fox, our local Fox station type thing on Monday nights or type whatever. But the first one I truly remember watching is Muppet Babies.
Oh, yeah.
The original animated Muppet Babies.
Yeah.
I'm
too
old for that. And some of those had crossover shows that were, they had a Ghostbusters crossover show.
They did.
Ghostbusters and Muppet Babies, huh?
Yeah.
Well, like, Beaker and Bunsen, like, had a proton pack and went and busted Slimer. I mean, it was.
Yeah.
Because this was also about the time that the real Ghostbusters show. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was either that or, again, some syndication of Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, I remember watching Fraggle Rock as well. That was HBO, though, right?
Yes.
Well, when it initially came out, it was HBO.
That's when I watched it.
That's not when I would have watched it. Mm-hmm. So, but for me, the first one I know. Again, my folks had some of the old Steve Allen show clips. So I still remember one of the ones where it's basically Kermit and Drag gets eaten by a monster while he's singing on the old Steve Allen show. But for me, it's Muppet Babies. Gina, how about you?
So I think it's, well, Sesame Street for sure. Because I was five. That was my, like, Sesame Street was mine. But then it had to be the original Muppet Show because that was in syndication. I never watched it live. It was in syndication probably in 1980, 81.
Oh, yeah.
It was one year after Sesame Street. And then in 83 was Fraggle Rock. And then in 86 was Dark Crystal. Dark Crystal was like my Muppet like favorite thing.
Mm.
I watched it like five times. I loved it.
I was actually thinking the other day that we should do that on here, the Dark Crystal, because it's,
I don't know if it's going to hold up.
I don't know. Right? That's what I'm always interested in for us watching is, does this old stuff still hold up or is it?
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen it.
Boring.
Yeah. It was very dark. It was very good. I loved it as a child, but I don't know if it's going to be.
Yeah. It's scary, but not. It's childhood scary, not adult scary.
Yeah, it's scary.
It is also not on Disney Plus.
Oh,
really?
I think I need to change my answer.
How many glasses of wine have you had, Kate?
None. Thank you very much.
Because
I was thinking about it, and that wasn't until I was in elementary school, but I went to Disney when I was five.
Oh,
and we did Muppets at Disney.
So Muppet Vision might be your
favorite. So Muppet Vision might have been. Yeah. Although I do remember watching Muppet Babies, but Muppet Vision and Fraggle Rock. I did grow up on Fraggle Rock as well. So, yeah, I think I was wrong.
And then I wanted more electric.
So we were all raised by Muppets, is what it sounds like.
No,
I wanted more electric mayhem.
Yeah, I know my mom actually texted me and asked me if she thought this was just a big advertisement for the overlay on Rock and Roller Coaster, and I said no,
there's no Electric Mayhem. So. There was none. There was one Janice.
Yeah.
There was one Janice scene.
And then the Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah.
So, did it bother anyone else that they sang the bridge out of order?
Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they chopped the heck out of the song, they had to,
right?
for a number of reasons.
Yeah. All right. Guys, any other thoughts on the Muppet Show? I think we all agree we want more.
I hope it gets picked up. I really do hope it gets picked up. And if not, at least have it on Disney Plus.
I think this is a Muppet series on Disney Plus that would be successful.
Yeah, I agree.
As opposed to Mayhem,
I think
whatever.
It pointed out, and this was one of the problems I had with Muppet Mayhem, which I didn't think was terrible, but it wasn't great. And the problem with Muppet Mayhem is it's like all you had were the Mayhem, and you didn't have these other great characters.
And it was too focused on the humans.
And, well, it was, I mean, too much humans, too. But even, like, the Mayhem aren't the most interesting Muppets.
No.
They don't have a lot to them. And so they're good as side characters, but not good as main characters. You need Kermit and Piggy and Gonzo and Fozzie and
I would argue you have to have those four.
Yeah.
Yes, you can have
Beak. And Scooter
Beaker and Bunsen Honeydew are still
main
side characters.
But right, they can be a
skit. They can hold their own sketch.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I agree.
Factors.
So, okay. Guys, since it was a one-off, let's do a Pixie Dust rating on this. So, Cups Pixie Dust out of 5 for the Muppet Show special. Gina, how about you?
4. 4. I watched it 2 times. I watched it once without children and once with. So,
that was
4 for me.
Kate?
I'm going to do a 3.5.
Yeah, I'm giving it a 4. I did watch it twice and enjoyed it just as much the second time. So, that clearly puts it in the 4 that I considered watching it a third time tonight and I just didn't get around to it, but 4 for me. Yeah.
And Steve gave it a 3. He had probably some more criticisms about it than we did. And guys, I'm going to be the outlier. I'm going to go 4.5. I really enjoyed this.
Wow. Yeah. You watched it a lot. How many times did you watch it?
Counting the times I watched it, like I watched it once with my wife, watched it once, at least partially with my son. I probably watched it about 4.5 times.
Yeah, that's for you. 4.5 is
for me.
Awesome.
I definitely
did your son like it?
As much as he likes anything these days.
Gotcha. How old is he?
He's 17.
Yeah.
So, yes, he liked it. It just didn't. If he'd put down his phone and decided to actually sit and watch it.
Maybe.
But the music was not, she is not his style of music. And right now, the music style for him is big.
So, yeah, that's true.
One thing I will say that I want to see when we do, when they do new stuff, people other than musical artists.
For sure. Oh,
yeah, like an actor from a show. Yeah. Hey,
bring Tom Hanks on.
That'd be hilarious. And I would be okay. And I would be okay if they brought on his wife. Or I'd be okay if they brought, you know, somebody from it.
I'd always be okay if she brought her. I mean, what? Huh? What?
If they brought on Rita Wilson, I'd be okay. I wouldn't be as, salty.
But I wonder if there's any...
But, even, Olympians.
Yeah.
Because that's what they would...
Yeah.
Topics,
right. Yeah. Like Simone Biles or something like that would be a fun one to have.
Talking about someone who's the same height as Kermit.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys caught that joke.
Yes.
Yes.
So, okay. So, Kate, what have we got for Disney Plus news this week?
Disney Plus news. One thing, y'all. Daredevil season 2 has a release date of March 26th on Disney Plus. I will be watching it.
Let us know.
I will not.
I will not.
Okay. So next week, we are smack dab in the middle of the Olympics. So we are going to watch Miracle. Of the 1980 hockey team that, spoiler alert, beats the Soviet Union.
I'm going to cry.
It's so good. It's so good.
I always cry at that.
Yeah. I always cry at the end of Happy Ending. Anyway. I always rely on the kind of, sorry. Anyway, I haven't had supper yet, guys. So, but that's going to be next week. But if there's some stuff you want us to watch, because there's not much new coming out, please send us suggestions at plusplatoon@gmail.com. Comment on this video. Send us a carrier pigeon message on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, anywhere. Please let us know what you want us to do. And if you want to come on, we love having guest hosts on here. You've got a movie that you just love and want to be told why you're wrong by me or why I'm wrong by everybody else. We haven't done that in a while. I lately,
we've been agreeing a lot more.
Especially that one. Mm-hmm. And I have been agreeing.
A lot.
We're getting the old man vote now. But anyway, if you've got suggestions, please send us a message. We have new episodes Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services. For Gina, Kate, and Pete, Steve, we'll see you next week, and we will see everyone else next week. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.